a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
Yummy, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yummy, take it into my gym like Yanni Wada. I mean, it's when they hit the top and see yaga. I mean, y'all bitches better yell at Ariana if they ever
try. I don't know, friend.
But we're gonna get into it. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened. Sorry, we were gone forever. People, life. Yeah, anyway, we're back and we're gonna get ahead and start like we usually do with some hot topics. What are we talking about first today, friend?
Okay, so we're gonna talk about Porsha and Simon. If y'all don't know, Porsha has filed for divorce ever since Simon has been in like to some legal.
Well, the news of the divorce broke first before the legal.
Okay, yeah. So they, Porsha filed for a divorce. Everybody was shocked because we was like, what the hell is going on?
It hasn't even been 2 years.
Right. So that released, and then a couple of days later, or maybe some hours later, it broke that he was into some legal issues, as far as like him being in the States, stating that he has been under multiple alias names.
Right.
And yeah, so Porsha is going back to Housewives, and they didn't start filming yet, but they made it a point to say that the drama with the divorce will not be shown in the show. And I almost feel like that's not right, because you kind of got away leaving the show when you got with him, knowing that how he right. was with Raylan and stuff, and it was messy. So you got away from that. Now you're coming back and now you don't want to talk about the divorce. Well, why are you here? Because that's what we want to see. We was really expecting to see you in this new life with your husband. But now that y'all getting a divorce, we want to see it. Just how they tried to get Kenya off, which Kenya deserved, because Kenya wanted to hide her marriage and get married and stuff. But Kenya raised the girls down. They had her off because she didn't want to talk about her wedding. So they had her sit out for a year. So I just feel like it's not going to be fair. Porsha shouldn't be able to just get off scot-free like that. But the real big issue is Simon. So I feel like with the whole thing, on Simon's defense, if something was a red flag and y'all didn't notice when I did it, don't try to come for me now, because that's y'all issue.
No, because the reason this all came up is because he tried to apply to be a naturalized citizen, which would basically make him an official like citizen, as opposed to checking like one of the mother boxes. And so then they started doing their research, like, hold on, this ain't right.
You're right.
So if he hadn't done all that, he would have been fine. This is him being greedy.
So he was.
I don't get the point.
He was basically allowed here, but he wasn't a citizen. So maybe it's just some things that he couldn't get done without being a full blown.
Right.
Citizen.
I'm assuming so. But I mean, at this point, he was married to Kenya. I mean, not Kenya, Porsha. So he was able to stay and all that. Like, I don't think he would have gotten deported or nothing. But because he applied, that they started doing their research before they approve it, that raised the red flags. I mean, that's what happened. So him being like, well, I've been here for 30 years, that don't make it right.
Yeah.
Like, you should have just chilled.
I mean, yes.
I wouldn't have done it knowing that I did like messed up stuff. Like, he knew he was wrong. So yeah, if he was on the
mind you, he wasn't supposed to get Pat, even though it was them that missed, drop the ball or whatever, but knowing that you knew that you kind of got in there in an illegal way in the first place, I'm gonna go ahead and tacos just and be
take the L on that one. So basically, when he was here originally under his actual name, he got like arrested for credit card fraud or something, and so he got deported, and then he came back under another name. And that's how he got his like papers and stuff and woot woot, and not been living there for 30 years with that. So is Simon even his real name?
Legion?
Come on, let's talk about Amy. Her real name. That was giving. Because I don't even know. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, Portia is messy for not, and like messed up for not talking about the relationship at all, pretty much, because she left when they were getting together and then coming back after the divorce, and it's not going to be talked about. Like, anyway, girl,
we'll see what's gonna happen on the Real Housewives. I will be watching because it's gonna be some new faces and all of that. Now, of course, she do not bring it with her, the divorce and all that. I'll be tuning out of her part of it. But Portia is good TV and she's funny. But do you feel like it's real?
The divorce?
Well, do you feel like she's done? Or do you feel like she's just protecting herself? Because you know they doing a prenup. What you came with is what you're leaving with. They're not doing
A prenup?
Yeah. Portia, it came out. Something came out that Portia was basically like, he leave with what he came with. I leave with what I came with.
Oh. Huh. Well, if that's the case, then maybe she is actually done.
Maybe Portia lied. I don't have time for no legal, no legal troubles.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, Portia don't really be into nothing.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Is Simon even his real name? Like, if she found out, like, he was lying and it was like a who the fuck did I marry situation, then she might be done. And low-key, maybe she's not talking about it because it's a legal issue. Candace Dillard. Not Candace. What's her name? Candace Bassett. Not wanting to talk about her ongoing legal investigation, unlike Robin.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway.
We'll see what happens with Portia and Simon, if that's his name. Moving along. Okay, so we're going to get into Diddy. So a resurface. We're going to tie Diddy and Meek Mill and Usher into one. So a resurfaced clip came up with Usher and basically stating that he was really young, like 13 years old, when he used to be around Diddy, and he's witnessed a lot of things that he shouldn't have witnessed. Mind you, his mom never knew he was just with Diddy, just at his house. I'm pretty sure she probably thought he was somewhere reasonable. She never knew. But when she did find out, Usher wasn't allowed back with Diddy. I do know that. And a lot of people were saying that Diddy had some type of grooming with Usher because Diddy was a full-blown at least 25 by the time Usher was 13. Diddy was grown. And so if you don't, well, we've been gone, but you know, all these allegations with Diddy. And now they're saying like Meek Mill as well, because a producer by the name of Rod is suing Diddy, and he said that he has ties with the Philadelphia rapper who used to go with Nicki Minaj. We can only think of one person, and he was basically stating that. Did he say what did he? How did me? Did he just say Meek Mill used to be around and he's seen Meek Mill do things, or he was just like him and Diddy had a? How did Meek Mill get tied in that?
I believe he was saying that he was alleging that basically that Meek Mill was in parts of some of the whatever the acts were within the lawsuit that he's suing for. And also Usher, Diddy would have been 22 when Usher was 13. And to touch back on the Usher situation, because Usher basically insinuated that like women would be like coming on to him, like grown women that Diddy would have around would be like coming on to him and stuff like that. And like he alluded to it, he didn't say get into no details, but like when they asked, they're like, oh, so like the grown women weren't like trying to get at you. He's like, I didn't say that. And so to what extent, we don't know. But we do know Usher loves him an old lady.
And maybe we know why. 13
is a pivotal age.
Usher is an older man, but Usher was like an older woman before he was even an older man.
Right. Chili?
Hello? Let's talk about it. Clocking.
Was his other wife older too?
I think that all of them were older. I think him and Tamika were somewhat like close in age, but I do feel like
I'm thinking the number seven. It's giving me 7 years
between Tamika and Usher.
Yep.
Even his wife now, she's
old. Three times? Dang.
Yeah, because he was married to Tamika, then he married the lady who he brought to the
Tamika is 53, house. Usher's 45. Y'all can do that math. Okay. But yeah, Usher was doing all that. And so with the Meek situation, I don't really know, but he was tweeting all kinds of nonsense.
And then got in a car accident.
Yeah.
It's a scheme that Todd set up. Okay, weird. So we gonna follow up on the Diddy do it or Diddy not? That's funny to me. But Diddy got a lot going on in these streets
for sure. And Carisha's named in that lawsuit too.
Oh yeah, and her cousin. Which I think I know what cousin it is, because the picture is looking like one of her cousins that I follow, and I'm just. When I seen the picture, what made me think like, oh, maybe that is her, because for Carisha's birthday, they went out to Vegas and stuff, and the cousin who I think it is, she kissed Ari on the lips, and it was just like, I think that's her. But yeah, Carisha is named in the lawsuit. How you think this is gonna turn out for Carisha?
I mean, I don't. It depends on what all they're saying she did, I think. But people were saying they think that's why they started doing separate stuff. JT took a step back because they had the same thing with the Cassie situation. Diddy knew about it before the lawsuit came out. So.
And Carisha already kind of admitted to things that she doesn't even know she's admitted to. Like, it's not helping Diddy, like the old tweets, like on the private island with Diddy, like, you know, things like that and stuff. And it's just like, it's proving everybody
do anything too bad to her. Like, people don't actually get canceled for real like that. It's rare.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she would get canceled. I'm saying Carisha, please, is over.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, like, her certain ties to certain things. I don't feel like she's gonna have her access like that anymore. Felt. So that's what I mean when I say what you think like gonna happen to Carisha. But because as we know it, the city girls are no longer the city girls. I mean,
right. So
it was a cute wave. But so we're gonna keep y'all updated on the Diddy situation. And then who did I say we was gonna talk about third? Was it T.S. Madison?
Jess?
Yeah.
So
if y'all don't know, T.S. Madison had some words for Charlamagne about the whole big back comment about Risa Tisa. Jess the Hilarious is a new host on The Breakfast Club, so they were talking about the whole who the fuck did I marry. And as Charlamagne was listening to it, he said, that sounds like a lot of big back energy. Just the Hilarious, you know, egged it on, calling her the big back bandit. So, you know, they were just doing all of that. T.S. Madison made a comment to Charlamagne basically saying, are we going to let him get away with this, or are we going to cave his face in, basically? Like, as a Kiki, like, all my big back sisters, let's roll up and let's get Charlamagne, basically, is what she was trying to say. So, and I watched the video, and she literally said it like that. She was like, that's how she meant to, like, so the females that got big backs, what y'all want to do? So, Jess the Hilarious brought it up, because it was really nothing to bring up. Like, it literally got overlooked. Well, it went on the blogs, but nobody was really, like, going in on T.S. Madison.
I didn't even see it on the blogs the first time. I only saw once Jess said something.
I did see one thing, and then that's when it started blowing up when Jess had brought it back up on The Breakfast Club. So when Jess brought it back up on The Breakfast Club, she basically was, like, kind of egging it on, like, because Charlamagne clearly didn't care. And she was just like, oh, that's your friend? She could play with you like that? And he was like, I didn't take no offense to it and stuff like that. She was like, oh, but did she say LOL? Did she say she was playing? She was like, because, you know, if we, God forbid, if we ever said something like that to her, we would be canceled. And it was like, she was trying to kind of, it's kind of like she was trying to, like, make a problem when it was no problem, because Charlamagne wasn't even giving it, like, really no energy, and he's the one that said the comment. But you could tell Jess was kind of, like, pushing, like, an agenda, like, oh, she said that to you, but you know we can't say that to her community. So T.S. Madison didn't like that, because she feels like Jess already has an agenda with her, when I can say this for my opinion, I really haven't seen T.S. Madison say any, she actually had her back, like, with the whole period thing, with the whole woman and stuff, she had her back and stuff, and it just really gives, now that I know the full story, that Jess' ex-boyfriend was on the get down with the get down and stuff, it makes, allegedly, it makes sense why she would not really care for trans women, because it really was not, Charlamagne just say stuff, and I feel like with Charlamagne, what am I trying to say? I feel like Jess made it more, she made it more of a, now it's kind of like of a gay versus a trans versus female thing again, but that was never the topic. The topic was that Charlamagne called her a big bag. That's what everybody was talking about. Jess is inserting herself in something, and now it's trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're making it a different topic now, like, throwing yourself in it when you had nothing to do with it. So now people are, like, more so dogging T.S. Madison because she's going off on Just the Hilarious, but Just the Hilarious started with her. And let's not forget, Just the Hilarious, oh, Black men don't protect us. Who's going to protect us? Who's going to protect us? But you're sitting right there next to Charlamagne while he clowns a female. So I'm confused. Like, I'm just confused because T.S. Madison, as a trans, was taken up for the biological woman, and you were sitting there clowning her. But now you want to try to throw it into regardless, the comment had nothing to do with Jess. So Jess didn't have to say anything. That's my main point. It literally had nothing. I could see if T.S. Madison literally came at Jess. So I feel like that's why T.S. Madison went so hard, because it's like, I wasn't even talking to you. So, yeah, I just wanted to speak on that because Jess been getting on my nerves, and I actually don't like her on The Breakfast Club. I thought I was going to like her on The Breakfast Club. I literally do not listen to The Breakfast Club anymore, and I sent you a couple of TikToks, and I want to get this out. They were really saying The Breakfast Club is kind of like a shade room now. Like, all they do is gossip. They're never prepared. Jess will get on there, and literally, like, she just, you're going to read, at least with Angela, it was, Angela knew, like, she went into depth, into details and stuff. Jess would literally get on there, read the paper. Oh, but why this happened? I'm not sure. I gotta look it up. Like, it's just like, none of y'all know what y'all doing. Envy over there looking like a sad puppy because he's on the way to jail soon. And it's just like, everything is just, it's just blah. Like, I don't know. The Breakfast Club used to be the place, like, where everybody wanted to go. The Breakfast Club is so lame now. Like, they just be there at this point. They just show up. So, yeah. That's what I had to say about that. You had something to say about that? She's not. She's always on the wrong side of the phone. That's why she want to be right up there like a clown. Yeah, so that's enough about her. Mind you, you're pregnant now. Let it go.
All right, so that's gonna go ahead and wrap up hot topics for this week. We're gonna go ahead and get things started with our docket questions. Is no head a deal breaker? And I'm gonna go ahead and answer that. Yes, actually, it is. It's actually a serious crime, and you're childish. All of those are true. I didn't think it was, but I. 100%. Because not only are you a lame, but you're not going, nah, you gotta go. You got to go. And I literally was talking to somebody who's like a little bit older than me about that situation. He's like, oh, they're just young. He's like, that's something you say when you're really young. Like, he's like, told a story about some teacher being like, oh, who's gonna go woot woot with his wife? And they're all like, ah, but grown, like, yeah. I'm like, period. So, deal breaker. I'm blocking you immediately. Actually, it's serious. What? What about you, friend?
Yeah, it's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker, yeah. It's really nothing else pretty much to say. You're childish. It's
a You're childish. You're a child.
When you want to grow up.
Matt, let me know. Until then,
you got to go. You and Big. Yeah. Today.
So, yeah. Shout out to you if you're listening. Anyway, the next question was, if a nigga is flexing on you, do you expect him to like trick on you a little bit, basically? What you think, friend?
I feel like yes, if you're trying to flaunt. You're stingy and you just like to flaunt. You like to spoil yourself and no one else. And I don't have time for that. But at the end of the day, you don't even have to flaunt it. You're flaunting because you want me. Right. At this point, I think you want me to pay for it. And I'm not going to do that. Give it to me because you want me to give it. Yeah, no, we're not going to play them.
You want it. And like, I feel like flexing on a girl is just weird anyway. Like, flexing at all. Because honestly, flexing on a nigga is also weird. So,
like, if you know you're that nigga, why do you have to
flex? You don't gotta that.
You like, never have to do the most if you know you that bitch. You never have to prove too many. You never have to prove a point.
Honestly, go to our Instagram page because all the hot topics we talked about is going to be, I'm going to repost them on the page. Same thing with this, where this question came from in the TikTok. Because if you saw that man, he literally in her DMs with like a money phone this high, multiple pictures and like, you know, all the fans, all of this. And I'm like, oh yeah. I literally had a nigga try to be like, oh, we like fell out, whatever. He hit me like, oh, I bet you mad, da da da. I just hit the lottery. I'm not, because you wasn't going to give me no money. And it was only 10 cents anyway. And where was he at? A few months later? Texting my phone. Okay. Yeah, flexing on a girl is just weird. So, again, give a fuck what a nigga got if he ain't giving it.
All right.
Like JT said. All right. But yeah, that's pretty much gonna wrap up the docket questions. Those were easy. But this week, I guess it was on his most recent podcast, Joe Budden basically made a statement that female rap is dead. He went on to explain that he, like, the good rappers, he was like the Lottos, the Flo Millies, whatever, are gonna still be there. But the whole industry plant, like, find a girl, get her a BBL and put her in the booth and she's just gonna be a star, that's over.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that's
and my thing is, were they ever stars? Like, they may have had a bop, but there's very few that I can think of that were popping 6 months later. I feel like Ice Spice is probably the only one.
That's new.
Yeah, that like just popped up, and because she's cute and can do and can stay on beat, she's still on the charts. Like, you know, or you have a little TikTok song and they grab you and you still going up. I mean, because even Glow fell off for a minute. She only just had a good song.
Even Lola Brooke, she just came back with the song with Bryson Tiller that got people talking about her again.
That was started again. But yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I guess I feel that too, because I guess his main goal was that these females are not selling. Like, if people want this whole female unity thing, what? Like, I don't know.
I don't feel like rap in general is selling. I don't think it's specifically the girls. Let's keep it a stat.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of rappers, period. The good ones get money.
Rap isn't the thing right now. It's really R&B. R&B is coming back into play, really. Rap.
I feel like the good ones get money, and the ones who are mid and or not at all don't. And that's with anything.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. It's definitely like rap in general is kind of not hitting. So
you can't be Pablo if you're working selling.
Unless you're, like we said, the top.
Yeah. Because at this point, people just put out music just to put out music at this point.
Facts. And that's what I'm saying. Cardi literally sounds like some random girl who just decided to hop in the booth real quick. Like, ooh, let me make a song.
And to think that the Breakfast Club was on there bigging that shit up. Oh, she sounds focused. Oh, she sounds, oh, I like, even just hilarious. Oh, I like it. Charlamagne, she's, Cardi sounds focused. She sounds focused. That sound like Kanye West getting on that song and saying, Looby Doop, Scoop, Poop, True.
I like that song better.
Girl.
The beat goes crazy. One thing Kanye's gonna do is drop a beat. What?
That sounds kind of amazing. And it was supposed to sound amazing. But yeah, the beat is going to carry that song, and it won't even be able to carry it that long.
Because it's not.
It won't even be. It's not even big enough to even carry her. Because that's about the only thing. If she did not come out with them visuals and just drop that song, she know to come out with them visuals. Because she know if she just drops a song, that shit is not gonna go nowhere. The only thing that's gonna get her buzz is the visuals, the hair, and all of that. Yeah.
Right.
But that's who y'all love.
That, but I don't think female rap is dead. I think the machine maybe, but not the unit.
Life update for me. I know we've been gone for some time. To be honest, I've just been working. Trying to, what else have I been doing? Being a mom, getting my life together. A real bitch is trying to get her stocks out. what else have I been? I've been a lot more peaceful these past couple of days and weeks. I was in some things, but I am new and approved. And I'm thankful for that. So, yeah. Just been doing me. Single. If you want to mingle. Just kidding. What you been up to?
Really nothing, honestly. I was in doing dumb stuff. Not really. I was in a dumb situation. So.
Me too.
Now we're single and literally had my life going downhill. It's slowly coming back up. So fun things. Working on like my business and all that type of time. Yeah. But we're getting ready for summer.
Period.
We're getting the bag, we're getting in the gym, and we're building up the roster because
getting in the gym is something I did agree to starting this month. I'm going to start getting in the gym, getting in shape, getting this weight, doing a lot of things.
Period. But either way, I don't know how this is going to end up, this episode, because I'm lazy and don't feel like editing, and this has been technical difficulties, but either way, shout out to y'all for sticking through it. We're gonna end with our song of the week. Mine is gonna be Mad at Fire by this guy whose name I can't pronounce, so I will be putting it on the screen somewhere. Starts with an E. He has a lot of good music. I like his other song Someday too, but it's R&B, very like early, late 90s, soulful. I fucks with it. What about you, friend?
I'm not gonna lie, I've been on Usher album lately. And he got a couple of bops on there, and actually one of the songs that I do love is called Bop. So I've been on Usher album, but I would say that is my song of the week, Bop by Usher. Oh, check it out. It's an R&B type of vibe. I like it. So yeah,
I literally have people telling me how good my playlists are. You're welcome. Anyway, so that's gonna wrap up this episode. I want to thank y'all for watching. Be sure to like, share, rate it if you're listening to the audio version. They ever trying to knock up, put my foot up in your caca, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take a dollar, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a rock a rock a get in.